just one interesting halakha in the laws of Shomea Ka'one. We know the halakha says that if two people are obligated equally, let's say in the mitzvah, so one person is able to make the beracha and be motzi somebody else, but of course there has to be conditions for this to work. Now, the most obvious condition is kavana. The one that's saying the beracha has to have kavana to be motzi, and the one that's listening has to have kavana to be yotze. But there's a very, very interesting halakha that gets overlooked. It's in Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimal Se'if Aleph, where Maran writes like this: Aval im echad yodeya v'ashini enu yodeya. One guy knows how to make the beracha, one guy doesn't. Bevarecha yodeya v'yotze ashini. So the guy who knows how to make the beracha makes the beracha and covers the other guy. Im mevin lashon hakodesh el ashenu yodeya lebarech. So long as he understands Hebrew, but he just doesn't know how to make the beracha, which is according to Maran, one of the conditions on Shomea Ka'oneh is that the guy listening or the lady listening has to know Lashon HaKodesh, has to understand the words of the beracha that are being made. And that's based really on the Rishonim, the Tosafot, and the Rosh and the Ben Yonah, and Berachot Daf Memheh. That is a very, very serious halacha in the sense we wonder how many people who are listening to Kiddush on Friday night really understand Lashon HaKodesh, what the words are. Now, how many people are listening to some of the other berachot that we are being motzi them, that they really know what's being said? Or they're just hearing words, and they know when they hear the word Mekadesh Shabbat, they have to say Amen. So really, according to Maran, it probably would be worthwhile to explain the Kiddush, at least on Lel Shabbat, to the family, so they have a basic understanding of what exactly is being said in the Kiddush, in order to fulfill the din of Shomea Ka'oneh. Now that being said, b'di'avad, if they didn't understand, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the minhag is to rely on other Rishonim, Rashi included, that holds that in Lashon HaKodesh it's universal language. That even if you don't understand it, you are Yotze. Rabbi Moshe Levi comes out like that in his Birkat Hashem Chelek Aleph, Perek Chelek Aleph, Daf Kuf Ayin Aleph, where he says, condition, Shashomeya Yavin Itmash Shemivarech Omer Afilu Imivarech Bilshon HaKodesh. But then he says, Ubdi'avad, there is what to rely on, and that's the Minhag. For example, if you're making Birkat HaMazon for somebody, according to Maran, really, the person has to know the words of the Birkat HaMazon, what they mean at least. Then you can be Shomea Ka'oneh. Ubdi'avad, if they don't know what it means, and just hearing the words, and they answer Amen, whatever it is, that's okay as well. But it should be pointed out this is only in Lashon HaKodesh, where you have that universal hetid. But let's say somebody is making a beracha in English, and the person that's listening to the beracha doesn't know English, not Yotze. Universal only works by Lashon HaKodesh, Kotros Poskim. But a Lo'azi, that's speaking in another language, the person listening must understand that language, otherwise he is not Yotze. So again, the Chetayla, the listener must understand Lashon HaKodesh, Quantamarab, the Avad, if they don't, as long as they heard every word, so they could be Yotze as well.